give a round of applause to my very good friend, Leon Muhammad, the Freedom Coach. Leon Muhammad, give him a tremendous round of applause. Come on, give it to him.
Say next level.
Next level.
Say it again, next level.
Next level.
All right, we were talking about what is next level. Next level is where Michael Jordan says, talent win games, but teamwork and intelligence win championships. Patrick Riley, the former coach of the L.A. Lakers, says the difference between being Rosie a champ and a champion. See, a champ shows up one day and win, but a champion does it over and over and over and over again. So how many people want to have championships in their life? What we have found out, these are two things right here, Ali, that stop people. And this technology is real important. This is what stops people from making money. Number one, a lack of information and procrastination. That's where our brother Les talked about, and y'all can repeat after me. Information costs.
Information costs.
But it pays for itself. How many people heard something and they was like, man, it sounds good, but I don't know? Or the next one, procrastination. My father, when they were starting Walmart, he had an opportunity to get into the Walmart franchises for $25,000. But he let other people talk him out. He didn't do his own homework, and he lost out. This is your time not to lose out.
For whatever reason, we always think tomorrow is the next time. Now's the time. Because you are closer to next week than you are to yesterday. And do this. Life go by just like that. See, life is a dash. And what I mean by that, see, you have something called your date of birth, and then you have something called your going home birth. But in between, you have the dash. And the dash is, how many people did you make impact? How many people did you help? It's a quote that says, a virtuous man asks what not he can do for himself, but what he can do for others. I want you to say, now is the time. My father was working for a Greyhound. He was a Greyhound bus driver, and he had been driving a bus for over 25 years, and he was forced to retire due to his health. Now, a lot of times people confuse retirement. He retired, and he was talking about going to get another job because he needs just an extra few dollars in his pocket. And how many people have grandchildren by a show of hands? See, what happened is he wanted to work because he had grandchildren that wanted to do things, and he wanted to make a decision based on his heart, but he had to do it based on his pocket. I have a barber, like I got a lot of hair to cut, right? I have a barber that's interested in opening up a restaurant, and his restaurant is going to be called Just Wings. And he say, when people come to his shop, people say, can I get some wings and some sauce? He says, called Just what? Wings. They say, well, can I get a pop and some wings? It's called what? Just Wings. He said, can I get some bread and some pepper with that? It's called Just what? Wings. See, we hear and we don't listen. So the things that we share with you today are the things that you need to hear and what? Listen. So what I want to let you know in closing is you have to decide to be the master of your faith and the captain of your soul. It's a poem that I love by Ernest Henley that says, out of the night that covers me, black as pit from pole to pole, I think what God's may be for my unconquerable soul. In the failed clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloody, but I'm bowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years find me and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my faith. I am the captain of my soul. Leon Muhammad, the Freedom Coach, free yourself and your dreams will follow.
Leon Muhammad, give him a tremendous round of applause. Come on, give it to him.